Title: Peche Edit, Arrange an Automation Flick from Scratch in Ableton Live 12 for Sub-Heavy Sound System Pressure. Intro: Welcome. In this lesson, we're building a short, punchy automation flick in Ableton Live 12, then resampling it so the result hits hard on club PA and sound system setups. You'll keep the low end solid and mono, and use only Live stock devices and the resampling workflow. Tempo example: 174 BPM. What we'll make: a 4-bar drum and bass style loop, sub, mid bass, and basic drums. A quick automation flick on the mid slash top bass that creates movement without killing sub energy. A resampled audio clip of that flick, ready for layering under a mono sub for sound system pressure. Step-by-step walkthrough. Follow these steps in arrangement view. A. Project prep. Create a new live set. In preferences audio, set your sample rate to your usual working rate, 44.1 or 48 kHz. Create a locator at bar 1. Set the loop from bar 1 to bar 5 so you have a 4-bar loop to work with. B. Build a minimal loop audio track 1. Name it kick slash snare. Drag in a simple DNB kick and snare loop, or program a quick pattern with drum rack. Keep it simple. MIDI track 1. Name it sub. Load analog, operator, or simpler with a sine sample. Program one long sustained sub note covering bars 1 to 4. Tune to your key. After the instrument, insert utility and set width to 0% so the sub is mono. MIDI or audio track 2. Name it mid bass. Use a saw, pluck, or a sampled bass with harmonics. This is the element we'll flick. C. Prepare the processing chain for the mid-bass track stock devices. Put a Q8 after the instrument. Use it to remove an audible rumble. High pass around 30-40 hz. Don't cut elements that should be on the sub track. The sub is your true low end. Add auto filter after EQ8. Choose LP12 or band pass. LP12 with moderate resonance is a good starting point. Set cutoff roughly 1.2 to 1.8 kHz and resonance around 1.2 to 1.8. Adjust to taste. Insert saturator lightly after auto filter. Drive around 2-3 for grit. Insert utility last for small gain and width adjustments. D. Arrange an automation flick from scratch. Switch to arrangement view. Show the mid bass tracks device automation lane. Click the auto filter title and pick cutoff. Set the grid small. DNB flicks live in tight windows, so try 1/32 or 1/64. Use draw mode by pressing B, or place points with the pointer. Draw a short upward flick on the cutoff. For example, at bar 3 start at about 1.4 kHz, peak quickly to around 3.24 kHz over a 1/32 or 1/60 note, then return to 1.4 kHz. Keep the curve snappy, a short, percussive motion, not a long sweep. Place the flick musically, on a transient, on a snare, or just before a drop to emphasize impact. Use curve tools or nudge points manually for the motion you want. Solo mid-bass with sub and drums to check the flick in context. If the flick is affecting low frequencies, lower the filter start or add an HBF around 120 hz on the mid-bass so the sub stays intact on the sub-track. E. Capture the flick via resampling option 1. Resample only the mid-bass track recommended. Create a new audio track. Set audio from to the mid-bass track. Arm the audio track and set monitor to in or auto. Select the 4-bar region that includes the flick. Hit arrangement record and play through. The audio track will record the processed sound, including the automation. Stop. Trim. Then consolidate the recorded clip with SID MD/Ctrl+J. Option 2. Resample the whole master. Create an audio track named Resample Master. Set audio from to resampling and arm it. Record while the loop plays to capture the master output. If you capture the master and want to isolate the flick later, use EQ8 on the resampled material to separate highs and lows. F. Process the resampled flick for sound system pressure. Duplicate the resampled clip into two layers. Low layer for sub reinforcement. Put EQ8. Low pass around 150-250 hz. Then utility with width equals 0% to force mono. Optionally use glue compressor with a slow attack to glue the body. Presence layer, HBF at around 120 hz. Add saturator for harmonics and compress lightly to taste. Blend the two layers. Keep the mono sub layer lower in level but full. The presence layer provides the flick articulation on top. G. Final checks for club sound. Use utility on the master or on low layers. To mono below 120 hz if you want consistent phase. Watch levels to avoid clipping. Leave headroom for mastering. Common mistakes to avoid: automating the wrong parameter. Make sure the automation lane shows auto filter cutoff. Letting the flick eat sub frequencies. keep sub content on a separate mono track, or HBDF the mid bass before automating, recording with the wrong input or monitor settings, confirm the recorder track's audio from is set correctly and the track is armed, making the flick too long, use 1/64, 1/32 grid values for a true flick. Phase issues when layering, ensure mono below the crossover and check polarity if low and disappears. Pro tips: make the flick sidechain safe. If it clashes with the kick, add a small sidechain to the presence layer. Use clip gain envelopes after resampling to shape transient emphasis without changing device chains. Duplicate the resampled flick. Transpose a duplicate down 1/3 semitones for a sub-reinforcement layer. Then low pass and mono it. Lightly saturate the presence layer before low pass filtering so harmonics translate on loudspeakers. Record multiple takes on separate lanes to comp the best transient. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes 1. Build a 4-bar loop at 174 BPM. Mono sine sub, mid bass with harmonics, and a simple kick slash snare. 2. Add auto filter to the mid bass and draw 1/32 note cutoff flick at bar 3, that peaks and returns. 3. Resample only the mid bass into a new audio track. 4. Create two layers from that resampled clip. Low pass mono for sub reinforcement and high pass saturated for presence. Blend them under the original sub. 5. Export a 4-bar bounce and listen on headphones and, if possible, a single speaker with bass extension to compare. Recap: you created a short filter flick on the mid/top bass, resampled the result, and layered processed resampled audio under a mono sub to keep the low end pure and powerful. Key points: separate sub and mid, while automating, draw tight automation on small grid values for a true flick, resample with a dedicated audio track using audio from or resampling, and process resampled audio in mono low and high presence layers so it translates on sound systems. Quick routing and recording checklist: confirm automation is on auto filter cutoff. For mid bass resampling, create a new audio track, set audio from to mid bass, arm the track, and ensure mid bass outputs to master. Loop a tight region and record one pass for a focused take. If resampling the master, remember you'll capture sub as well and may need to EQ it out later. Final one-liners to remember: keep the sub pure and mono. Short, snappy automation equals impact. Resample into layered audio, one mono low layer and one high presence layer, then blend for club-ready punch. That's it. Go build the flick, resample it, and listen back on a system with bass extension. Experiment with tight grids and small curve tweaks until the snap sits perfectly with your drums.